Everyone notice how beautiful and pretty Brad's teeth are today.
Stop. I love going to the dentist. Can I tell you how much?
Wow.
I love going to the dentist.
Beautiful day to go to the dentist.
It is a gorgeous day to go to the dentist. And I got to tell you, I've never been to a dentist where it wasn't a gorgeous day to go to the dentist.
Had no idea you liked the dentist so much. Had no clue.
Well, it's good to have clean teeth, Zach. It's good to have clean teeth. And it's also, watch how we tie this together. When you know what to expect when you go to the dentist, and then it meets those expectations. Like, you know what you're going there for, and that's what you get. That's a really good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Well done.
I want to try to do the same thing, or at least discuss with you what that means for a day Saturday. How much should we, like, what do we actually think we're going to see? I don't mean the format of the game. I don't mean, like, but let me start with baseline, Zach. What's your baseline expectation for Saturday?
What kind of question is that? Okay.
It's a bad question.
Baseline expectation for Saturday. I think we will see a very simple offense.
Okay.
With a few deep shots, a lot of handoffs.
Yeah.
And I think we will see DJ Durkin dial up a few fun blitzes. And I think you'll see a battle happen at the line of scrimmage between both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. And I think there's some things.
I think you'll also, I'm sorry, Brad. I also think you'll see grown men weep at the side of Byron Brown.
Yeah. It will be good to see him running an offense that's a real offense against a real defense. Like, not, I don't mean that like what he has been doing wasn't real. I just mean it's not practice footage. It's a day, it's an actual spring game. What I don't think we're going to see is any clear indication of what the wide receiver rotation or productivity can look like in the fall. I think you can see it from your running backs.
Sure.
I think you can see it from your offensive line in the running game.
Right.
And I based this on something that Alex Golish said at, I guess it was Tuesday's press
Tuesday
in his program, his Tuesday press conference, when he talked about all the guys in the secondary that they held out of Tuesday's scrimmage and how they're being cautious, just an abundance of caution.
Mm-hmm.
So if your number, like if your best guys in the secondary aren't going, is that a, like, how much then can you take away from what the receivers do in a day? How much of what you see from the secondary can you translate to the fall, to your expectation for the fall? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think most of the things involving production.
Yeah.
I think most of the things involving production that you see Saturday should not impact your opinion one way or the other for the season.
Okay.
I think a lot of the stuff that you can gather from Saturday is information. Now, I don't know if the information is relevant for the spring or not, or for the fall or not. Like, pecking order on the offensive line, especially a right guard, that's something I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You know, the order of tight ends that we see outside of, you know, Jake Johnson, if they play Jake Johnson just for a series, whatever, he's tight end one. But do you see more Arliss boarding him than you see John Echols? Like, I think that would make sense. Like, okay, there's some information there. Yeah. Or do they play, you know, boarding him for two series and then they let Echols and Newsom, you know, do everything else with the starters? Like, oh, well, they're keeping him out. Like, they probably really value him. So, I think some of that is good, like who they play quickly and then take him out. Like, that's information. But I don't know if it really changes how you should view anything for the fall. Like, if Byron Brown goes out and throws for 200 yards on just a few drives, like, that's fun and it's exciting. And I think some fans would lean into that and say, oh my goodness, watch out. But to me, like, I don't think that impacts how you should feel for the fall. If you want to be excited, great. But like, odds are you were probably already excited.
Yeah.
And also, if Byron Brown goes 4 of 10 or whatever, it's like, okay, you know, they've got some stuff to work on. Great. Yeah. We'll see if they do it or not. But that doesn't, like, you don't need to leave A-Day if Byron goes 4 for 10 for 60 yards or whatever. And it's like, well, the season's over. Like, you don't need to have that response either.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Yeah. It's not fun to have that view of it. But, like, what happened Saturday, I think you should enjoy it as fun. Collect the information that you can about the team. But as far as what impacts the fall, I don't know if it really has that much of an impact.
So how about this comparison? A-Day is like the SEC basketball tournament. If something really unexpected were to happen to get your attention, it might move the needle a little bit on Selection Sunday. But most cases, it doesn't. Most of the time, what happens in the fall is the product of all of the other practices, too, and the summer and the fall camp and everything else. And that's just kind of a fun thing to put eyes on and be in the stadium and enjoy a game day.
Yeah. And like, look at matchups, right? Like, watch a receiver, you know, the outside battles of, like, if you're watching the ball, I think you're doing A-Day wrong. Like, watch, you know, the trenches, you know, who's constantly like slipping through and creating penetration, who's allowing that penetration to happen on the outside of the field. You know, if Keyshawn Singleton is going up against, you know, Andre Jordan Jr., like, how physical is that matchup? Is it not physical at all? Like, you know, is somebody creating space? Like, those are things that are worth noting, and that might change your opinion or strengthen your opinion or confirm your opinion on certain players. And I think that's good. I think it's really good information. But, you know, then you've got to take a step. Like, does this really impact fall?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Well, Keyshawn Singleton's the best receiver out there. Well, we kind of knew that. Kind of knew that already, right? Like, we kind of, like, a lot of people already assume that. You know, Chaz Nimrod had a good, you know, first half of spring. You know, like, I don't know. So I think a lot of this stuff is on the individual more so than the team.
Yeah. No, I love the way you phrase that, too. You're watching it wrong.
I love
you're
too.
Watching with the ball. Yeah, thanks.
I'm sorry. That's not what you said. I'm so sorry. But sorry.
Who's the guy matched up with? Don't just look at the result of the play. Look at the matchup.
Like, yeah.
If Joseph Simmons is matched up against Jared Smith a whole bunch and one guy gets the better of the other constantly, well, maybe you can take something away from that. If it's a 50-50 battle, one guy wins now and then, another guy wins. Now that's good competition there. And I think that's interesting, maybe not important. Might be important if one guy dominated the other one the entire time. Same with an Andre Jordan against a Keyshawn Singleton. That's a fun matchup if you get to watch it over and over and over again. And I do get the sense that DJ Durkin is going to challenge the offense because I think Alex Golish wants him to. So I think they will blitz. I think they'll bring some unique stuff. I mean, I think they'll do some things to put them in challenging situations. Do we see a corner blitz? They're not going to hit the quarterback and level him.
Right.
But you can put them in adverse situations.
I agree.
Okay. Awesome. Good. I have to talk about how I was wrong about something. Can I tell you how I've changed my – I got to change my tune. You know, we talk about it's okay to just say I was wrong. It's okay to change
your
mind.
Yeah, no, I think you were too negative yesterday. Yeah. Okay.
You think I was too negative?
Is that what you're talking about?
Well,
the press conference thing?
One thing in particular.
Yeah. No, I think you were too negative on it. I think you should have booged a little harder.
All right. But first, I got to talk about active wealth management.
Oh, yes.
Active Wealth Manager, who, by the way, is helping to throw the barn tailgate Saturday at A-Day.
Yes.
You got to come and check this out. But if you've been
thinking, we'll be there like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. If you've been thinking about your financial future, investments, retirement planning, maximize your Social Security, Ford Stokes is who you can trust to point you in the right direction. He's president of Active Wealth Management. Big Auburn guy, specializes in helping people. You're going to build a smart, reliable plan for your retirement. And here's what's really easy about this. You can go directly to Ford's calendar and book a time that works for you. That's crazy. Look at that website on the screen. Calendy.com/Ford Stokes.
Wow.
Book the time yourself on his calendar. That's wild. I've never seen that before.
He wants to meet with folks. I'm actually meeting with a friend with Ford later today to talk about retirement and some stuff. So Yeah, no, I think it's definitely the way to go. And speaking of the tailgate that is sponsored by Active Wealth, but we want all of the barn listeners to come and hang out with us. It's on the main lawn right by the stadium. And I think there's only two or three tents out there. So we will be easy to find. So come by, hang out with us. It'll be electric. Electric. Don't come looking for Brad, though. He won't be there.
Wish I could be there. No, I hate that I'm not going to be there. I hope we have some other events maybe that are at times other than direct.
Maybe another A-Day.
Game days or game times that we could be there. Maybe we won't have to wait till A-Day. I don't know. If you guys love it, like if you guys come out, if you show up in big numbers, we may have to do it again.
Maybe
Ford
so.
Or may say, let's do this once a month.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll see.
That'd be great.
All right. Yesterday on the show.
Yes.
I referred to a comment that Alex Golish made on the interior of the defensive line. And when I listened, to me, the tone of voice sounded like when he said the interior D line is a pain in the butt. I took that to mean like inconsistent and maybe underperforming. Like as I'm looking at it as the head coach, and he had just talked about some areas of inconsistency elsewhere. It turns out I'm about the only person who took it that way.
Yeah.
Which made me reconsider.
Yes.
Makes me reconsider. I think instead I've kind of come around. Now I think like everybody else thinks he was talking about how they've been a pain in the butt for the offensive line. That's a really good thing for the Auburn
defense. That is a good defense. Thing, yeah. Oh yeah, no, goodness. You're talking about that. I'm like, did I mishear that? Like, did I misconstrue that? Because like you've never been wrong before. So I just kind of let you cook. I'm like, I'm wrong on this. That's on me. So but yeah, no, I think that's exciting.
So different framing on that now. We expound on that a little bit more. And he complimented the edge position and guys that have taken a step forward there. And then he followed with effusive praise for the linebackers and the secondaries coming along. And they've had some ups and downs, but also holding guys out. All of a sudden now that defense looks even sturdier than we thought it would look coming into the season. You got any thoughts on that?
Right. Right. You know, and like we brought up yesterday, like, you know, I think the concern is on the offensive line. I think, you know, what Cody Sigler is doing and what Dallas Walker is doing and what some of these younger guys are like we said yesterday, there are questions, but the answers seem to be on the roster.
Yep. So let me just, you know, if we're going to call out others and say, hey, sometimes you just got to say, you were wrong or you've changed your mind. I want to be an example of that. I read that wrong or heard it wrong, and I wanted to clarify.
I mean, this is just like another reminder almost daily that like if everyone in the world was like Brad Law,
okay.
All right. We'd all be
moving along.
We'd all be in a better spot. The world would be a better place. And I think that's something that that's great. What are your thoughts on sushi?
I'm anti-sushi.
Just in general?
Well, I've never... Okay, let me clarify that. I've never dived into the sushi world enough to develop a full opinion. I don't care to go into sushi world.
Got it.
So the California roll with the imitation crab and the whatnot, I'll do that. That's fine.
That's fine.
That's good. Fine. That's it.
I can get with that. That's great.
It's okay. But yeah. I don't seek it out. Okay. I've never once been like, man, I really want sushi today.
Dang, that's great. Because like that's what I think about all the time. So that's crazy.
Really?
I just never think about it.
Okay. Oh.
Got it.
There was a comment on yesterday's show. We were talking about Keelan Russell.
Yeah.
Alabama quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So this is, again, for our Alabama. You know what? I apologize. We're 14 minutes deep into the show. Haven't even acknowledged the massive number of
Alabama. You talking about the radio hit you did yesterday?
That wasn't where I was going to go with it.
Go ahead. But
here's what I've done, what I've started doing. I've started offering my services. If they're going to have Alabama media people weigh in on what's happening at Auburn, then I simply offer my services to weigh in on what's happening at Alabama, unironically. It's the same thing.
It's such an interesting thing to do as, like, you host a show. Like, you cover a team, but I'm going to ask you about a different team. Like, that is a crazy thing that we're kind of starting to see more of. And I'm like, why? Like, what are you doing?
So here's the comment on yesterday's show. Keelon Russell is the highest rated quarterback ever to sign at Alabama. Yeah, based on that, if you didn't see yesterday's show or hear yesterday's show, it was a ranking of quarterbacks, a tier system in the SEC. They had Keelon Russell ahead of Byron Brown, ahead of Jared Curtis. They had him in the star caliber. It's on the screen for those of you watching. With Sam Leavitt, Marcel Reed, and John Mateer. One of those guys has fewer than 50 pass attempts ever. And the others have started multiple years of college football.
Right.
So the quote is, based on he's the highest rated quarterback ever to sign at Alabama. Steak dinner bet with Brad that Russell has more passing yards than Brown. Pony up, homeschool.
Let me think on that for a second.
Yeah, it's a really interesting, and I don't think I'll take, and here's why I don't think I would take the bet. Because I think statistically, they will not commit to the run.
And they tried to at times last year, and they couldn't.
Right. It's not who they are. It's not their identity.
Right. But also, like, this list, it's just a quarterback tier list.
Yeah.
It's not about passing yards. If he said, if Pony Up Homeschool guy said, total yards from scrimmage, would you take it?
Yeah, probably.
I think I would too. Yeah. Passing, I don't think, like, that's not, I mean, we're ignoring, like, something that makes Byron, like, great is
right.
His legs. So I don't think that's the point. I would say the person who commented that missed the point of the entire exercise.
Shocking. And probably not the first time that Crimson Dia or whatever his name is missed the point.
Made it pretty far into the show, though.
Yeah. You watch the whole thing.
Towards the end. The only thing after that was the cube rule of food that you were not a fan of.
No, I rage quit. I, for the first time ever, I rage quit a show.
What's our rage quit score at? 4-1, maybe?
Yeah.
I've rage quit maybe 4 times.
I think so.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It was liberating.
Now, to be fair, when I rage quit, I stay on and you and I talk while we're uploading the show. You just left.
Well, I had you're right.
You just left.
I did.
And then just started talking smack to the guy that, you went on his radio show. That was, I've never seen anything like that before.
I've never had.
How you doing, Brad? And you're like, kabam.
That's what calling a burrito sushi does to me. All right.
You weren't listening. That's not what that was. That didn't happen. That did not happen yesterday.
That is what happened. We know the cube. Yeah. Or you called it a calzone or something.
Sushi was around. Sushi was all four sides around. Burrito was a calzone and the cube rule of food. I'm fine if you want to not like it. We're not going to make stuff up here. We're not doing that. We're not doing that at all.
So why do we call ice cream sandwiches when they don't have bread? They have cookies. What's the cube rule on that? Or is this only for savory?
You weren't listening. It's about the sides. It's not all about the bread.
I know it's about the side. Okay. All right. So anything, as long as it's got a top and a bottom, it's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Got it. No, I didn't. I don't know what it was that triggered me in a way I've never been triggered on the show before.
It's surprising because you love defining terms. No. I thought you would have loved it because it defines terms and it's logically consistent.
I love that you believe in this so much that we're bringing it back today. You're back on it the next day. It's a day later and we're still on it.
I can't believe we've gone this long without me mentioning it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just some stuff in there that's so inane that I can't do it. It's like watching, you know what? I compare it to watching the Nickelodeon version of an NFL game. That's what your cube rule of food nonsense is.
Wow, that is not the same thing at all.
It is absolutely the same thing.
Break that down for me. How is it the same thing?
It's the same feeling.
And then you don't like it? Is that what you mean? Is that how it's the same thing?
It's so silly that it's just not for me. Like, it's great for kids. It's not for me. This so silliness.
Strange. That is so strange.
A burrito is a calzone. No, it's not. It's a burrito.
Why you're thinking Calzone, too literal of things that you already know exist, and that's a shame. I thought you were more open-minded than that, and that's listen, okay.
If
that's
you fine. Own a place that sells sushi,
yeah,
or burritos, or calzones, or shoes, or suits, or cars, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you need to go to buyauburn.com. If you haven't been there yet, check it out. Check out buyauburn.com.
Here, let's highlight an Auburn business just okay. real quick over at buyauburn.com. Let's go.
A directory for Auburn by Auburn, buyauburn.com.
Let's go.
Yes.
With, I clicked on one of those Kyle, so I'm having to reload it. Preferred Roofing.
Okay.
Thomas Cole, Auburn guy. If you yeah. need your roof done, like, oh man, I want to support an Auburn guy. Maybe they yeah. can help me out. We're both Auburn fans. Love Auburn folks. Go to buyauburn.com. You can see, oh, they do something that I need.
Big.
All the contact info is there. You can hit up Thomas yeah. Cole. He owns it. Preferred Roofing over at buyauburn.com. Super cool.
Big picture idea. Like, imagine you're down at the beach somewhere, and you're like, where should we go eat? You know what? Let's check buyauburn.com and see if there are any restaurants.
We'll get there. We're going to get to that point.
We'll get there. Fun. Yeah, it's growing. It is new. It's brand new, just launched. So check it out. Tell others about it. Let us know what you think about that.
Great.
Okay. That's all I got for you today, Zach.
That's it?
That's it. You have anything else on your mind before the live show tomorrow?
From no, Gatesville? I'm going to do another slideshow presentation tomorrow like I did for the top five beverages, but okay. it will be sports related. I'm excited about it. So be sure to come back for the live show tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
So you know what it's going to be. We can't.
I already
know
what it's going to be. I'm not asking for opinions. I know what it's going to be.
Yep. Okay. All right. Excellent.
What do you want me to do, Brad?
I think.
What did you want me to do?
I think.
Say it.
See, now that I've been to the dentist, I've mellowed out. I'm not as frustrated as I was yesterday. I'm in a whole different place. You're the one who's agitated. We got Salty Zach today.
Salty I am Zach salty
on the show.
I am salty.
No, I'm looking forward. It's going to be a wonder. It's going to be a magnificent.
Whatever. Everybody has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.